The swelling pride of Czechs as they marked the dissolution of Czechoslovakia on January 1st, 1993. Their new neighbours would be Slovakia, but what to call the other bit? They settled on Czech Republic. Now, though, the government has announced it's going to ask the United Nations to recognise an alternative, Czechia. Jan Čulík, senior lecturer in Czech studies at the University of Glasgow, is teaching in Prague right now. He's been telling me from there where the idea came from and what pitfalls may lie ahead.
When Czechoslovakia split in 1993, officially, this short name was actually included in some documents. And the only thing was that basically politicians and the media somehow didn't take to it. The reason why I think the Czech foreign minister has come up with this now is that in the Czech Republic, they have this president. He's a little bit like Prince Charles in a way, in the sense that he wants to make political statements, but he doesn't really have any power. So he comes up with various ideas all the time. Many of them are quite controversial. When he actually came up with this idea, the foreign ministry kind of took to it with basically a little bit of relief that it wasn't a controversial idea, so they basically disseminated it.
Do you think it's a strictly practical proposal?
The Czechs are quite good in ice hockey, and the Czechs do have celebrity ice hockey players. And they were complaining that the name Czech Republic doesn't fit onto the T-shirts of the players. And so they basically need something snappier. I think the founders of the interwar independent democratic Czechoslovak Republic probably are turning in their graves that the new name of the country has acquired these kind of commercial connotations.
Czechia might be controversial, but there have been controversies over the name Czech Republic, haven't there? I was thinking of the case of the Boston Marathon bombers a couple of years back.
In 2013, yes, of course, there was a serious problem because actually many Americans confused the Chechnya bombers with the Czech Republic, and there were some suggestions that Prague should be bombed. Even a CIA agent apparently said this, and the poor Czech ambassador in Washington needed to put a disclaimer on the embassy website saying, excuse me, sorry, Americans, Czech Republic isn't in Central Asia, it is in Europe, it is not Chechnya. So is this going to happen more frequently now?
Are there other possible names that the country could look at? Are there other names that would capture the historical traditions of what is now the Czech Republic?
Yes, Czechs are saying that maybe this debate or controversy is useful because actually it brings the attention to what the identity of the Czechs really is. In the Czech Republic, of course, this always was a problem. Bohemia is another name. The region used to be medieval kingdom of Bohemia.
And that's a romantic sounding name, isn't it?
It immediately conjures up
a long history.
Yes, of course. And it actually technically existed until 1918 when Austria-Hungary broke up. And then, of course, the name Czechoslovakia was started. But actually calling the place Bohemia maybe would have been nicer. But of course, the world would think that the Czechs are all Bohemians. I know that the Czech Republic is a bit of a mouthful, but so is the United Kingdom, the United States, whatever. I would actually, maybe being a little bit too traditional, I would probably stick to the Czech Republic, and I think the world will.
Jan Čulík talking to me from Prague a little earlier. In North Carolina,